Hi, I'm Patricia Stallworth, the author of Minding Your Money, with today's Money Minute. It's Friday, and it's time for the word of the week. And our word this week is good debt. I chose good debt because I see so many people going into debt in the name of good debt and later regretting their decision. So in order to really talk about good debt, let's define what we're really talking about. Typically, good debt is defined as debt used to purchase things that will appreciate in value, like a house or a college education that will allow you to earn more money. And bad debt is often defined as things that depreciate in value or get used up, like cars and paying for groceries with a credit card that you don't pay off each month. I have no problem with the definition of bad debt, but when it comes to quote-unquote good debt, I have an issue, because no matter how you define it, debt is debt, and you can't make hard and fast rules about when it's good and when it's bad, especially today, because so many of the old rules are no longer valid. Homes do depreciate in value, and getting a college education is no guarantee that you will get a good job so you can pay off the loan. So before you jump into any loan of any type, good or bad, create a plan to pay it back. And before you sign on the dotted line, be sure you understand and read the fine print, especially mortgages and student loans, because they include all kinds of bad stuff that can come back to bite you. My point is, do your homework and make decisions that work for you, because you will have to live with the consequences, good or bad. Our word of the week, good debt. It's not so cut and dry anymore. And that's the minute for today. Don't forget to visit my website at psworth.com and sign up for the Minding Your Money movement. And download a copy of the handbook so you can get started right away making your money work harder. Thanks for listening. And as always, remember that minding your money really is the path to a richer life. I'm Patricia Stallworth for the Minding Your Money Minute. For more information, visit mindingyourmoneyminute.com.